So let's do it. Tell your story. What happened on that night in GameStop?
Yes, it was GameStop. Now, I had been a Sony guy for a while. I was reluctant because I had Super Nintendo and then PlayStation came out. It took a while for me to get up to it. So I got that and I had a PS2. And first off, everyone who knows, I suck at Halo. The game mechanics I am horrible with, so I don't like Halo. I don't knock anybody that does. Everybody has their own preferences. But there were some games, and this was in 2004. There were some games coming out on the Xbox that I wanted to play. I heard a lot of good things about them, and I had some extra money, and I was going to go get an Xbox. Now, the man who was the manager at this GameStop at the time, I knew pretty well. Like, I would go in and talk with him quite a bit, because I'd just be bored after classes. And he knew how I felt about Halo. And, you know, he just knew I sucked at it. It wasn't my game. So I went in this day, and I told him I was going to get an Xbox. And before I could even say the game I wanted to grab, he said, "Oh, you're going to get Halo with that." And I went, "Nah, man, Halo sucks for me. I just suck at it." Well, unfortunately, there were three younger fellows, because at this time I was 26. Yeah, 26. And these three younger fellows, late teens, not one of them was legal age to drink, heard me say Halo sucks. And they acted as though I just, well, as the analogy I've put over the years, any time anybody's asked me about this, they acted like I blasphemed every deity on the planet. They came up, they were rude, vulgar, insulting, to the point that, and no matter what I said, I couldn't try to calm him down. Completely appalling. A little background information. I'm ex-military. I spent 4 years in the Navy. And, you know, I have a very strict sense of how you treat people, of respect. And I always do my best to give everyone the base respect that they're due, and then you earn or lose respect depending on how you react. But 5 minutes this is going on, and I can't get these guys to calm down for nothing. So I finally look at the manager, and I tell him, "You know what, I'm really sorry that I caused all this problem. I'm going to go home." This is like a Wednesday, Thursday, and I told him, "If I still feel like getting it, I'll be back Saturday, and I'll get the Xbox." So, I mean, I was going to come in, I was going to buy an Xbox, an arcade stick, and like 5 games. That's how much money I had, okay? I was going to buy a brand new Xbox. I was going to stock up, okay? I was ready to go. So I go to leave, and these guys follow me to my car, insulting me. I'm 6'2". Since my Navy days, I have stayed over 200 pounds. Now, my fitness level has been up and down over the years, but I have stayed above 200 pounds. I know how to handle myself, and I do not look like an easy target. I am generally, as I've been told, an intense, scary-looking person until you get me talking, and then you realize I'm a big nerd. But they followed me to my car, and I look at them, and I go, "Look, guys, what I said was this, okay? That's your opinion. This is my opinion. We're different. That's just how it is. We'll just agree to disagree. Now, you guys just need to let me get in my car and go home. And you guys can sit here and badmouth me all you want. I don't even care if you're flipping me off while I'm driving away. But, you know, this is done. And I was just pissed. I was really upset. And I'm the type of person that I bluster. And I talk a lot and I blow off steam. But if I go quiet, you're going to have problems. And, well, because if I go quiet, I go into a tactical mindset. I'm not trying to distract. I'm not trying to do anything else. I'm seeing what's going on and I'm making up an attack plan because shit's about to go down one way or the other, and I'm being ready for it. And I started to go kind of quiet, and I was like, you know what? And in my head, I was like, you know what? I'm not beating these dudes' asses out here over this stupidity, because, you know, it's not worth it. This is about the dumbest thing in the world to get in a fight over is a video game. Now, if they had been insulting my mama, no mercy, okay? Sorry, none. But I go to open my door, and one of these kids came up and he pushed my door shut. And 45 seconds later, all three of them are laying on the ground in the parking lot because I kicked the shit out of them. Somebody pushes your door shut on you, it's on. No more, no mercy, no quarter, no pause. He put my door shut. I tagged him right in the hinge where his jaw and his throat met, to where it was debilitating but not life-threatening. He went back, kicked him right above his groin in his bladder, made him fall, made him go into the guy behind him, tripped him up. I kneed him in the nose and then shoved his head into the quarter panel of my car as he came down. The other guy came around, went to try to hit me with a haymaker. I caught him, threw him down, hit him in his armpit to hurt, and then I just dropped my knee on his temple and bounced his head, you know, the inch off of the concrete that he was, and then stood up and saw that they were down. And, yeah, I took care of it. I didn't break nothing, but I was so pissed. I literally wanted to unzip my pants and piss on them. That's how angry I was over the stupidity of it. And I went home, and I was waiting for the cops to show up, because this guy knew my name. He knew who I was. He had, yeah. I was waiting for it, you know. But I did like anybody's done over the years forever. Is you had an altercation, you took care of it, you noticed you didn't kill nobody, you went home. You know, nothing ever happened. I didn't go back to GameStop that weekend. I went back probably about 3 weeks later. I went back into GameStop, and he was just like, dude, that was fucking awesome. I was like, oh, crap, man. He's like, no, he's like, I'm waiting for the cops to show up. He's like, man, I didn't call nobody. You know, he's like, those three little bastards deserved that. It was, I wish I'd had it on camera. I was like, thank God you didn't. Yeah, because, I mean, I regret the situation that caused it to happen. I don't regret that it did happen. You know, I can't regret that it did happen. I just regret the situation couldn't be resolved without it happening. You know, and I got to admit now that I'm, oof, you know, 10 years since then, at least, almost 10 years since then, you know, I'm a little embarrassed over it. How did this happen? And as we were talking earlier, when you were wanting me to talk about this, I realized that that was indicative of a problem that's going on today even more, is the difference between talking smack and talking shit, because they were very disrespectful. There was no, trying to make a joke out of it, make it funny. There have been altercations that I have heard about where someone was running their mouths in such a way, not realizing that they were being insulting instead of like that jab of, you know, talking smack, you know, because there's a difference.
Yeah, I mean, people on the internet have no shame, so to say. And I mean, it's just a recipe for disaster if it carries over into the real world.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the things that I'm really thinking about that has really, like, as we were talking before we started this, that really brought some things to light was, if anybody remembers G4, I know this show is still on, but if you remember G4, at the height of X-Play, they would have a sequence that was, it came from Xbox Live. Everybody laughed at, but really that was Adam Sessler trying to showcase everybody some of the inappropriate language and conversations that would go on Xbox Live. But the thing about it is that with the anonymity of playing online, you can say whatever on earth it is you want to say. Who's going to do anything to you? You know, you might get, oh, say on Xbox Live, you might get banned for a month. But one of the trends that I have noticed is that more and more we are getting this younger generation. And when I'm saying younger generation, I'm probably saying maybe 8 or 9 years younger than I am now. You know, mid late 20s have grown up playing on Xbox Live and not playing in the arcade like we did. You know, that are being disrespectful and thinking that that's okay to talk to somebody like that in their face, that nothing's going to happen. But, like, these three young men found out with me, that's not the case. You know, what you say online does not translate offline whatsoever, because you might come across that dude that's going to beat the shit out of your ass because you're an idiot. And you know what? Maybe he'll be lucky. Maybe he'll be lucky and he'll be like me and try to give you warning. So if you listen to this and you talk shit over talking smack and somebody tells you you need to back off and leave them alone, you might want to do it, because they might just figure it'd be worth going to jail that night for putting their foot up your ass being an idiot.
This episode was produced, edited, and hosted by Clarence Brown for TechPedition. The interviewee wished to remain anonymous. So, until next time.